Thank you, Madam President. And just I'd like to make just a few remarks. First, we'd like to refresh the memory of the Armenian delegation that in the negotiations, the principles, what's now under discussion, it's based on the Helsinki Final Act. And the Helsinki Final Act, yes, all these three principles coming from them. But somehow the Armenian delegation tries to give them in the short form. First one is the non-use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of states. It is the Armenian side that violates with this principle. That's first place. Second is the respect for territorial integrity of states. We are wondering how does Armenian side sees this, their obligation under international law to respect the territorial integrity of states. And third principle is equal rights and self-determination of peoples in conformity with territorial integrity of states, as it is written in the Helsinki Final Act. Azerbaijan highly appreciates the principle of self-determination. The question is, Armenia has no right whatsoever to speculate with this principle, to cover up it is use of force against Azerbaijan and ethnic cleansing it has committed, B, divert attention from the notorious monoethnic situation it has artificially created on its own territory. As for the case on Khojaly, yes, it is one of the darkest pages of history of the mankind. With regard to responsibility, let me remind that the President Sari Sargsyan, the current president of Armenia, who was the head of the illegal armed formations which was created by Armenia in the occupied Azerbaijan territories and which occupied the Khojaly town in 1992, admitted in public, on record, without any feeling of remorse, unequivocally, his culpability for extermination of the inhabitants and defenders of the town. The following citation from a well-known interview of the Armenian president is self-explanatory. I quote, "Before Khojaly, the Azerbaijanis thought that the Armenians were people who could not raise their hands against the civilian population. We were able to break that stereotype." It is from end of the quote, from the interview with Thomas DeWall in the book Black Garden, published in New York University Press in 2003. I think with all this clearly shows the responsibility of the Armenian government. With regard to Azerbaijan, the government of Azerbaijan has not given any awards whatsoever to anyone who was convicted under charges of terrorism. But it was the government of Armenia that gave the status, for example, Monte Melkonyan, who was a convicted terrorist. Prime Minister of Armenia welcomed in the airport another convicted terrorist, Varojan Karapetyan. No Azerbaijani official whatsoever has done something similar. I thank you, Madam President. Thank you.
I thank the